Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. Boy, what a great guest.
Yeah.
We have Captain Jim Hughes from the Cortez, one of the guys who makes it happen here in Southern California over at C4 Sport Fishing for so many guys out there. And he's Rambo. He's a guy that people respect for sure. And my God, today he's Santa Claus because he brought in some amazing prizes for our Texers and our callers.
Yeah, been very fun talking Cortez and talking all kinds of fishing and having Jim share so much of that great info with us. And like you said, man, a couple of just awesome prizes. It's the Christmas spirit here at Let's Talk Hookup, thanks to Jim and the Cortez. And man, we're giving away two awesome prizes, first of which is a brand new PenFathom 15 two-speed lever drag reel. If you're not familiar with the PenFathom 15, narrow spool, small reel, fits in your hand. Great local tuna fishing live bait reel. This is full of Spectra already. It's got
ready
400 yards to 50 pound. Yeah, you just strap it to your favorite rod and away you go. Perfect reel for fishing anywhere from 25 to 40 pound. I mean, just an awesome little live bait reel.
Yeah.
Several hundred dollars and an awesome prize for one of our lucky callers or texters at the end of the show today. That'll be determined by the coin flip as well as the other prize that we're giving away today, and that is a spot to go fishing on the Cortez. Countless callers and texters talk about how much they love fishing with Captain Jim, and you're going to get to experience that, a spot going fishing on the Cortez next year, either on an open party trip, or as Jim even said, there's a possibility of sneaking you on to one of the charters. If the charter groups light a spot, you might slide on and get to go on one of those private charters. It might even be one of those ultra limited loads with, you know, just 12 or 16 guys. So just a couple of awesome prizes. Again, if you want to get through today, get in on the fun. Better yet, just your chance to talk to one of the best guys in our biz, Captain Jim Hughes of the Cortez. 213-432-1090 is our phone number, or text us via that Let's Talk Hookup app, and make sure you include your contact info with your text message so we can get a hold of you if you win one of those great prizes.
And we might add, too, that that trip on the Cortez can be a day and a half or a 2.5 day, because that's all you do, right?
Correct.
That's your program.
That's it. That's
day and a half
program.
Or 2.5.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's
so it could be either one.
We don't have no 1 days. We don't have no 2 days.
And it's
a day and a half and 2.5.
And it's based on availability.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So best thing to do would be the person that wins, just call you and say, here's my number. Tell me when there's an opening.
That's right.
Yeah. All right.
Very generous
of you. Yeah, very generous. Well, let's find out what's biting out there.
You got it, man. It's time for our catch report today. That FishDope.com report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings. Also, with Fish Pros, the market, now you have that killer sale going on. It's their popular holiday platter sale that includes a pound of smoked fish, 3 packs of tuna jerky, and 3 packs of their famous smoked cheeses. You can call for details or pick up yours today at their Old Town location in San Diego. You can check fishermansprocessing.com for more information. It's so easy. And with Fish Pros, the market, you can literally just slide in. You can buy all the great gear, take advantage of that holiday platter. We've talked countless times about it on the show. It is such the perfect thing with holiday parties all going on this week. Show up to the friend's house. You literally unbag it, cut it up into cubes, throw it on a killer piece of wood. You look like an all-star with all that smoked fish, the smoked cheese, the tuna jerky. It's an awesome, awesome meal.
Yeah. And if you stop by their Old Town location, too, some great stocking stuff for Christmas gifts with the spices, the rubs, the pokey kit, all that stuff.
I use the pokey kit on my boat, and I go by there. And, you know, I mean, because we're catching bluefin.
Yeah.
So might as well have some pokey.
Right.
And it works out good.
So easy.
Easy.
And
easy.
You know what else is really good to have on the boat, and I have it on my boat, is the ceviche spice.
Yeah.
Catch a calico bass, or you catch rockfish, or something like that.
Absolutely.
You bring a few cucumbers and some limes and stuff, make a little ceviche right on the boat.
Ready to go.
So, that ceviche spice is really good.
They do so much good stuff there, man. Yeah, I love it.
Sure. Captain Mark Wish, our private boater buddy, soon to be Santa Claus next week from Pacific Ash. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Pete, Rick, Jim, great show. Well, you know, we still got a little fishing to talk about here.
Yeah, it's amazing, huh?
Yeah. Mid-December or 2022 season, man, it's definitely almost over, calendar-wise, anyway. And it's sure as hell wintertime out there. Man, I'm glad we got those heaters in the store. Like, boy, in the morning, it's freezing.
Sure.
But still a few bright spots, you know, as we head toward the end of the year. First of all, you know, we just got to love that weather right now. Like you just heard from the tribute out there, absolutely flat calm, which is just a beautiful thing. And the long-range forecast is for it to stay that way. But, man, definitely chilly. I looked at the Tanner buoy the other day when it was a little breezy and 55 degrees. I'm thinking, oh, my God, no thanks. Tuna or no tuna. But, yeah, if you're going, guys, make sure you layer up. But, man, it's been good fishing. If we got right back on those fish right after that little weather we had there, and mostly on the Tanner, 25 to 30 pounders, a few bigger ones mixed in here and there. And there is some squid up on the bank, so some of that fish is being caught on the squids, and then some of that is being caught on fly line sardines as well. And it looks like it's just going to bite right into 2023, which would be an awesome start to the new season. It's in January bluefin. I mean, I might even have to go do that. That's just too much fun. But, yeah, it's been finesse fishing out there, guys. You know, it's small creek fish, and they're in that bluefin stealthy mode, so you want to have some of that light line and be prepared to angle hard for them there. If you guys want to do some cod fishing, remember, it shuts down for 3 months on December 31st, so you better get out there, get your licks in now if you want to stock up the freezer.
Correction, four months, right?
Oh, it's 4 months?
Yeah, it's through April, I believe, this year.
No, it opens April 1st, I think. I don't know. Whatever is it is.
It's 3 months this year.
It's a long time.
Yeah, like, it usually ended on the third month, and now it ends on the fourth month.
It ends on the fourth
month. So it used to be January, February closed, open March 1. Now it's January, February, March closed, open April.
Open April. Okay, gotcha. Okay,
so it starts, so it is on the, extra starts month. On the
yeah.
beginning of the fourth month.
Yeah.
Yeah, but regardless. Oh.
Still sucks.
Still sucks.
2 months, it's 3 months.
Exactly.
But, man, those spots will be all loaded up. But what's really good news is we got all the squid around on all the outer islands. Guys are even making bait on the Osborne Bank, which means that, you know, maybe somebody look around and catch a bluefin up there, too. And Danny from Fish Joke just called me here a few minutes ago. There's a bait showed up right out in front of Angel's Gate, right out in front of San Pedro there. And what's nice about that stuff up there in the shallow water with all the mackerels around, those mackerels push up a ball of squid, and you see the birds picking on it. You guys with the skiffs out there fooling around, you just slide right up on that with a braille net and scoop yourself a tank of daylight squid for free there, and then freeze it up for the freezer. And then I want to offer some special congratulations to GJ there. He had the first swordfish of the year flag for the Balboa Angling Club. And he caught the first fish twice. They caught one back in the tournament back in November, but it was on 130 pounds, so it wasn't recognized as a club fish because they don't recognize 130. So then he went back out on a skiff solo here last week and got one on 80 pounds solo. Congrats, buddy.
Solo swordfish. That is impressive.
Yeah. And then for the exotic catch of the week, an Oceanside boat here the other day had 10 trigger fish. Go figure.
They're out there.
I want one.
Especially like
they're
the many, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, the stuff up in the bay, you know, we had some really good trigger fishing up in Santa Monica Bay. And this year, you know, they were kind of off their pace. So maybe they relocated the school down there.
I want a California trigger fish, man. I want that.
Well, fishdope.com will tell you. Danny will tell you where to catch it for sure. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And next Saturday, our Christmas spectacular, Mark, will be down here in the world headquarters and just playing Santa Claus with lots of great gifts. And I remind you, the deal is it's like the best contribution to the show, best text, best call. Keep your text short. That's the key, because the long text will not get read, I promise you, and will not be eligible. It's the short contributions and the good contributions on the phone.
Totally. It has been so many things over the years. It's been a great tip shared. It's been gear management. It's been I do things this way. It's been a story. It's been a poem. It's been a song. It's just been all kinds of great stuff. It's
creative
the best
stuff.
Contribution to the show.
Hey, our listeners are very, very, very creative when it comes to contributions here. So looking forward.
And you got that buzzer all tuned up for you guys that go too long? Or
oh, yeah. Christian's got the buzzer going over there. And, yeah, we'll be buzzing them off here, and we'll have Adam involved in the judging and stuff. We'll have a huge panel of judges here stuffed into the Let's Talk Hookup headquarters.
Matt from La Mesa came by the tackle store yesterday. Let me know he's already got his deal ready.
Okay. And then I might also mention, too, the day after, which is Christmas Day. Of course, next Saturday is Christmas Eve, and we'll be doing a live show. Next Sunday will be a recorded show on Christmas Day. And I actually already put it together.
Cool.
And I found archives back. I was telling Jim I was looking for archives from Bill Poole days, and all that stuff's on a different form of media that I don't have anything to produce it on. But I did find a disc with stuff from 2011, 2012, 2013.
Oh, cool.
So next Sunday's show from Christmas Day show will have Captain Jack Webster, Captain Bob Fletcher, and Captain Ken Franke on it, Captain Brett McBride, the Shark Man, Captain Chris Randall. How about that for a blast from the past, huh? The fabulous Fishing Hightowers,
oh,
including
rad.
Richard,
yeah.
who's no longer with us, and his son Dale. Dennis Braid from Braid
cool.
Products, who's also no longer with us. Our buddy Jack Nielsen and Mark Rare.
Man, this is gonna
and
be great.
John Ireland and Bart Hall. So that's a week from tomorrow, Christmas Day. It'll be a two-hour recorded. No phone calls, of course, no text on that day, but just sit back.
How cool. Oh, I can't wait for that. That's going to be awesome.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
Nice job, dude. That must have been a lot of fun to put together.
It was a lot of work.
I'll bet it was.
And then this week, my project is to put together the New Year's Day
right.
show, which will also be recorded.
Similar type things. Cool.
Just a two-hour recorded broadcast with old archives, and I'm going to try and dig up some older stuff.
I can't wait. Great job, Pete. That's
right.
Cool. That'll be fun.
And, hey, Mark, how do we find you other than here next Saturday?
Well, I can't wait to be right there. That's going to be so much fun. But normally we're hanging out there in Huntington Beach on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the Chevron station. And the phone number is area code 714-840-4262. And the website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And make sure you guys check in. You know, we're keeping shorter hours here this week in view of the Christmas holidays and festivities coming up. So we're going to be around a little bit less here for the next few days. So
he might even be out there.
Call first if you're coming by.
Hey, Mark, thanks, and we'll see you next Saturday right here in World Headquarters.
You got it. We'll see you.
All right. Thanks.
All right.
Jump into the phones. They're packed up. They want to talk to Jimmer.
That sounds perfect to me. Why don't we talk to Armand, who's called us from Seal Beach this morning. What's up, Armand? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, morning. Thanks for taking my call. I'm actually doing a little surf fishing. I think I need to go talk to Mark Wish to get some tips on my way home today.
There you go. Sure. Good call.
Perfect. As a guy, I don't have like friends who want to go fishing, so chartering the Cortez never would ever work out really for me. Is there a way to hop on a list to come out with you? And how
Absolutely.
Do I do that?
Absolutely. You give me a call, and then I run a list every year, and I've got like 10 or 15 guys from last year on there that didn't make. We filled up a couple guys. But I always go from the top of the list down and start making calls if guys are short or so.
And you can go. You're not going, you go and I got the next guy.
I go to the next guy down.
So
I
just call you or call Seaford?
Call me.
Call you.
Yeah,
what's the number?
619-203-2965.
That's your cell phone.
That's my cell phone. Yeah. It's always my business line, everything.
So it's a standby list, and if you've got a charter that leaves on such and such date and that guy had to drop off last second, hey, man, I need to fill an extra spot on my charter, then you've got this backup list of guys that always want to go fishing on the Cortez but often aren't able
and
to.
And sometimes we'll go through seven or eight guys.
Sure.
You know, say, oh, I can't make it. That's fine. You know, we'll go to the next guy.
Yeah.
You know.
We'll put you on the list.
Yeah. And I got one guy, Johnny Gonzalez, he booked a lot of the open party trips. Like, he wasn't going to go. You know, just didn't work out for him this year.
Yeah.
But he's going to be
But he's still
up.
On the list.
He's on the list.
Oh, that's cool.
Excellent. Wow. There you go.
Yeah.
Give him a call. Give him a phone number again.
619-203-2965.
Very good.
That's it.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Dave from Poway sent in an interesting text here. Have you had many try slow jigging, slow pitch jigging on the Cortez? If so, what are your thoughts on that? Now, you probably have some pretty sophisticated tackle guys on there that do that kind of stuff.
Brian Wynn being in the
Yeah, I was going to say Brian, yeah.
I mean, he does his own, his seminar stuff that he does and everything, but he has gone the whole gambit of jigging and so forth, from the fast jigging, the slow jigging, you know, pitching it out. I mean, we've seen these guys using flat falls. We've seen the guys using knife jigs. We've seen the guys use everything. What was the number one thing this year that really got him? The sinker.
Yeah, 16-ounce torpedo sinker.
Torpedo sinker. Just goes to show you, all them colors on the knife jigs and everything didn't make a difference. They had 75 or 80 fish on that Royal Polaris. 50 of them were caught on a sinker.
On a 16-ounce sinker.
Sinker with a treble hook and a trap hook. That's it.
Wow.
You know? So
that's
Eddie
rig.
Yeah, Eddie rig.
Yeah.
Eddie Polarca rig. And, I mean, he comes up with the weirdest stuff, but it worked. You know? They took him up to Alaska a couple years ago, and they said, no, you can't fish with that. And everybody said, just leave him alone. He'll find a way.
Yeah. Okay, so I have a question. Mm-hmm. I noticed in Fisherman's Landing Tackle the other day you have regular colored lead sinkers, and then you have the glow 16-ounce sinker, fully rigged, ready to go. Which one's better?
The plain sinkers work just
fine. The plain sinker is fine. You don't need the glow. No. The glow is to attract the angler, I'm guessing.
Well, I mean, you still see that everybody is still glow in the dark to get their flash
here,
lights out, still using it. I'm not saying one worked better, but sinker rig this year, just like the Yummy Flyer.
Sinker.
Yep, the Yummy Flyers worked 1 year. Fly Flyers, Dead Flyers, this thing that looks like a Marauder now, the guys troll at 20 knots.
Yeah.
You know? I'm here to tell you that. We trolled them with 8 knots and we got bit just fine.
Did you get with the Mad Max?
Mad Max. You don't need
they
to troll 17.
They ate it at Mad Max?
They ate it.
8 knots?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, just here to tell you. You don't have to be trolling 300 yards behind you.
Very good. Well, let's go ahead and jump back in the phone, unless you got a great text.
I did, this is a fun text, and it kind of plays off of that previous question. For anglers fishing the Cortez, Jim, what's your preferred method for rigging hooks on all the different knife style jigs? Do you like assist hooks on both ends? Do you like the big treble hook on the bottom? That's all from Dave in Huntington Beach.
I definitely like the assist hooks up at the top of the jig. Definitely. It just keeps them from swallowing it. You know, that when we first started using these flat balls and everything, and we didn't have assist hooks, they just had the hooks on the bottom. Then things are swallowing them all the way down, and guys are getting bitten off. I mean, we actually, I think it was, 4 years ago, we couldn't even get a flat fall.
Yeah.
They weren't around. We couldn't get them anymore.
Yeah.
You know, we start putting the trap hooks up on the top like that. Now the hook's catching on the outside. The hook's catching, you know, just the inside edge of the mouth or whatever. They don't swallow it all.
That's an interesting perspective. I never would have even thought about that. It makes total sense.
But guys are getting chewed off.
Mm-hmm.
Even on 200-pound, 300-pound.
Yeah.
So the trap hook thing, I definitely like, keeps them from swallowing it all the way down. You know,
and do you still like one on the bottom, or
still? Oh, absolutely!
Okay,
yeah. And there's a lot of fish we caught with a 5-0 treble hook on the bottom. We get rid of all the extra, the lines that they come with, and we put on our heavy stuff. Yeah, just re-rig it.
So a heavy split ring and a treble hook on the bottom and an assist hook or two up top.
On top.
Okay.
Sometimes I've had guys with 5 assist hooks on them.
Yeah, and I know one of the top tackle stores in the county and the country, actually, the C4 Tackle Shop right over there, is they'll do that for you,
They'll get you rigged up any way you want.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure same thing at Fisherman's Landing.
But the advantage of a C4th is, the guy can walk up the dock. Jim literally walked up that day. Hey, man, we caught our fish that way, and then boom, they can rig it, sight on sea,
right
have them there.
And Dustin's case, Steve's, his guy's up there, hey, what's we biting? What are they using,
Yeah. I mean,
he's on top
Dustin knows his stuff, and then you got Dan Hart, who's
of course,
legend,
Dan.
Right?
Yeah, Dan takes care of all that stuff.
Yeah. Speaking of
C4. That's right. We have the man, Marcos, from the radio with our C4 Sport Fishing Catch
Report. That guy?
Standing by right now. What's up, Marcos?
Good morning. How's everyone doing?
Couldn't be better, buddy. Having fun. Captain Jim Hughes in this morning. We're talking fishing, having a great time.
Did you notice that I tried to bait Rock God Rick with the Seaforth Tackle Shop, one of the top tackle shops, and he didn't take the bait?
It's one of them. I mean, you don't need to flex on somebody when you're sitting on top of the podium. You know what I mean?
It only took 25 years for him to stop taking the bait on that one.
Second place is still really good. I mean, there's nothing to be ashamed of. Those guys are doing a great job.
You would know from experience, yeah. Jim probably gave you a pretty good rundown on, you know, stuff there. He kind of knows what he's doing there. You know, we won't say he's a second place tackle shop employee there. He definitely knows what's going on. We might even hire him in the tackle shop over here, you know, and see if he meets our standards. But overall, said we had a little bit of weather last week. Once it cleaned up a bit there, those half-day boats are back out there running, catching some bottom fish. And remember, you know, we got those closures coming up here January, February, so if you want to get on those bottom fish on those local trips, now is a good time. We got some great weather coming up. I was looking at the forecast, and we've definitely had some cold weather in the morning, but it looks like it's going to be about 80 on Christmas. Yeah, that's a typical San Diego Christmas there, so weather's definitely going the right direction. We got a call from the Tribute this morning. They're out on a day and a half trip, and they have a couple bluefin. He said he had a couple more hanging there. He said he's seen some other people catching bluefin, so they're definitely still out there, which is, I mean, come on, we're, what, December 17th, and
so
they're catching
cool
bluefin on this day and a half. So, and then he ran back down the dock, so I didn't get to talk to him too much, but it sounds like those were kind of in that 25-pound range, maybe a little bit bigger there. So great fishing there. Of course, we got whale watching, so there's plenty going on. You know, especially, like I said, if you got people coming to town, we got options for you with those half days. We got those whale watching trips. Starting next month, like I said, we're going to have some stuff closed in California, but we'll be running those extended half days down to Mexico on the new Seaforth. The Seawatch will be running local, seeing what they can find. We got the Pacific and the Tribute making trips on the weekends around those day and a half. And I believe Mike just changed those trips to offshore. He's going to keep looking for those bluefin. So we might get one of those seasons where they just don't stop catching. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Have that schedule up here for those half days. Got the extended half days coming up. Eventually, San Diego will be back up there. We got day and a half. So, still lots of things going on. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. More than happy to help you out and come down and visit the number one tackle shop in San Diego. You know, I know fishermen think they're pretty good, but like I said, once you pay for parking, you can't afford anything in the tackle shop.
Whoa!
Wow.
You definitely got to come here if you want to buy something.
I mean, once you're done visiting the best store, then, yeah, you could head on over to Seaforth and give those guys a check and see how it goes.
There we go. Absolutely.
Yeah, all right. There. Fair enough.
So, well, Marcos, a great report. And I just wanted to go back real quick to those extended half-day trips. Hugely popular last year. So basically when the California rockfish closure happens, the beauty of Seaforth sport fishing is the border is just another 15 miles away. And that new Seaforth last year, man, they had some epic cod trips. I mean, we're talking like some of those half-day trips literally look like they were down at Colonnette, Big Reds, and all, everything
Reds,
else. I mean, that's a really cool trip, especially when you stick it on a day like today, beautiful weather. I mean, those are, I know they fill up pretty fast, but really, really popular. That's a cool, cool trip for this time of year.
And while we're talking about it, one thing to point out is passport is required on those. Now, we talked about that quite
that.
A bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to have those passports. And we talked about, you know, there's a bit of a wait for passports right now, but those things are good for 10 years. You know, like I said, skip a full-day trip, and you're going to have a lot of options for time there. And, you know, it just gives you more around there. And those will be required for those extended half-day trips. So.
Good call, Marcos. Well, great report, as always. Appreciate it very much. If somebody wants to book a trip, bluefin fishing in January, extended cod trip, everything else going on at Seaforth.
Or book a trip on the Cortez.
Or book a charter on the Cortez. How do we find you?
There you go. 619-224-3383. If you want to talk to someone for a lot of those trips, you can just go online, make a reservation straight online there, seaforthlanding.com.
All right, buddy. Great job, Marcos, as always. Appreciate it. We'll look forward to talking to you next week on Christmas Eve.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos. Appreciate that very much.
Bye.
That's going to wrap up our catch report today. Hey, we're going to remind you, sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything that you need to go fishing, a complete saltwater tackle shop, a full deli, snacks and beverages, ice and boating supplies, and when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle and the brand new Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day on the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. And East County Bait and Tackle, they're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Mapleview and Lakeside. And the new Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, that's on Broadway and Lemon Grove. Check danalanding.com for more info.
I was over at Dana Landing yesterday talking to Johnny. Johnny is like such a wizard when it comes to inshore fishing and bay fishing and stuff like that. I was quizzing him about it, and he set me up with a couple of key things that have been working for him. So Dana Landing. Go see John.
No doubt,
man. Yeah, he'll set you up.
And doing the base gift rental, such a fun thing, too, especially this time of year. You got a couple days off for the holidays. Like, yeah, grab a base gift. Go get the full dope from Johnny on lead heads and swim baits and Alabama rigs and everything else, man. Yeah, those guys kill it.
Yeah, hey, great text here from Brett in Huntington Beach. He says, and this is a good question. The reason I want to read this is, Jim, does your website have live updates to book reservations? I don't see it.
No.
You guys don't have a website, right?
No. We had a website, but it's I got my
info.
The info that's going on that went on there. The guy that was doing all that information, he unfortunately passed away.
Yeah.
So
you just go through Seaforth.
Go see Seaforth or call me directly.
Seaforthlanding.com.
Yeah.
Can you book anything online on the Seaforth Landing website?
Once the schedule goes up, yes.
Yes, okay.
Yes.
All right, so you will post it once you put the schedule up on Open Party Trips.
Yes.
All right, but I wouldn't wait for that.
I was going to say, if I know Jim Hughes, I think you're much better off getting on his list of potential.
Yeah, call him on the phone number.
Yeah, I think that's the move.
Yeah, because I got my back of my schedule, there's a bunch of open pages, and I got everybody's name on it.
Yeah, I think that's
the move. I bet that's a big list.
It works well.
And you get people out.
Yeah.
That's the key,
we tried
right?
to. You know, I mean, we had a couple of Let's Talk Hookup winners that haven't made it out yet. You know, I think Kayla down in Chula Vista, you know. We tried to get her out last year and this year.
Sure.
I think she was under the weather this year, and then we had the weather problem.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, but that what they won is still good.
Yeah, cool. It's still good.
She's still on that list.
All right.
Yeah, when a trip one trip opens up, there you go.
That's cool. Yeah. And somebody today is going to be on that list.
You got it, man.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. All right, well, hey, let's jump back into the phones. They are absolutely packed solid. Ryan in Irvine is up next here on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Ryan. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Pete, Ricky, Jim.
What's up, Ryan?
Morning.
I got an interesting question here. There's always this misconception out there that we run out of fish before we run out of fishermen around this time of year. And I want to ask, how come it's like that? Because it's been proven, you know, time after time that we've been seeing really good local fishing out here around this time.
The last 8-10 years, we've run out of fishermen before we run out of fish, at least. And I've seen it before that, 20 years ago, it was the same thing. Usually this time of the year, I'd say, let's go back 7-8 years. Most of the boats were done by the end of October. They just quit running. That's, you know, they start their maintenance program, other than the long-range boats. Now, this last 7 years, this fishing has continued to get longer and longer. And we actually had beginning bluefin in February, March. So there's a potential to catch bluefin year-round. The volume hasn't left. But, you know, it's a holiday season, so you always end up losing people. You don't get that many open party, and the less boats going out, you have less coverage. You can get off the fish relatively easy.
Yeah, I always say it's such a multitude of factor. I mean, this year the fishing has been so good for so long. You get some guys that, like you say, the kids go back to school, so they can't. You get some people that the holidays are around, so they can't. You get some people who the freezer is full. I went on 6 successful trips already, and I don't have room for any more. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just. The pool starts to get smaller and smaller and smaller, and you got to do maintenance on the boat sometime. You know, I mean, now we're getting damn close to a year-round fishery. I mean, when you're talking about having fish, there was very good fishing available in March of last year. March this year is not very far away.
Yeah.
You know, like, and when you're talking about running, I mean, think about the boats too. Jim talked about it. It's 24-hour fishing. You know, the boats are running so much, the crew so much, that you got to find time to do your maintenance at some point. It just eventually it just seems to happen.
It's going
to
be a busy spring. You factor in all the shows that are coming up, and then the fishing coming up. It's like anglers are going to be busy in the spring.
You can go back to the 70s where we actually had a rock cod fishery.
Right.
You know, I mean, 4 or 5 boats leaving every night.
Yeah.
Going rock cod fishing.
Yeah.
They don't have that anymore.
Uh-uh.
Because the summertime fishing is taking care of the freezer part. You know, we'll have maybe one boat go out, you know, out of each landing, maybe. Maybe.
Maybe.
You know, and we don't have the rock cod fishermen like we used to. You know, it's all gone over to the summertime fishing, which isn't summer, it's spring fishing, summer, and fall fishing.
Yeah.
So it's taken up the 9 months of the year.
They're always called freezer fillers. Yeah. Now, like, well, now we don't need freezer fillers, we need extra freezers.
Yeah.
Everybody's problem this year wasn't filling it. It was like, where the hell am I going to put this
now
one?
What? Yeah.
I wasn't expecting another 100-pounder this time.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more of your texts, and a whole lot more with Captain Jim and the Cortez. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I'm here to announce the return of the Hall Family Shows to Southern California. 2023 will see the first Hall Family Show in San Diego in 4 years, the first Hall Family Show in California in 3 years, and the first outdoor recreation show in Southern California in 2023. It will be the Bart Hall Show, February 16th to 19th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, and it's going to be spectacular. Then we move to the Bart Hall Show, March 29th to April 2nd at the Long Beach Convention Center. Since 1946, millions of happy family memories have been made at this show, and more will be made this year. We thank Turner's Outdoorsmen for sponsoring our 75th anniversary celebration. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Bart Hall Shows, presented by Progressive. And remember,
it's a whale of a show.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com. As the inventor and world leader in fluorocarbon, Seaguar has you covered with 4-liter choices to help you catch more fish. The label is Seaguar's thinnest and strongest leader. Fluoro Premier has a thin diameter with high brake strength and softness. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And Pink Label is the choice for tough, light conditions. From 2 pounds to 400 pounds, pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking all about the Cortez. Captain Jim Hughes at C4 Sport Fishing. Been a super busy morning. Lots and lots of fun. Phones have been packed all morning at 213-432-1090. And I don't even want to wager a guess as to how many texts have come through for Captain Jim. And again, those texts are only available on that Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, for sure. You've got a good text.
Yeah, I thought so. This is, I have more of a comment than a question. I've had the pleasure of fishing on the Cortez, and the Cortez is a great platform. The crew is unreal, and Jim always knows how to get us on the fish. I love the fact that the boat is so comfortable and has plenty of room for our charter groups. My question is, with how busy the fish processors were this year, does the Cortez offer any processing on the boat if the processors get too busy to handle our fish? That's from John in Oceanside.
Absolutely. I mean, we'll take care of it. Like most of the boats do, we bleed them, gut and gill them, get them all down in the fish hold, and then if they want their fish guy filleted, head off, whatever they want. We'll fillet it out, do whatever.
On the boat.
Yeah. and we use heavy duty Ziploc bags. Mm-hmm. You know, I special order them, and we'll get everything packaged up for them, get their stuff taken care of, and we'll bring it right up to the top of the dock and bring it up for them.
Even awesome. Now with the fillet regulations, you have to give them all the
you have to
the
give
parts,
them
right?
Six pieces. You know, you got the collar, you got the four loins, and don't forget the belly.
The belly,
yes.
And you were pretty instrumental in making that happen, if I remember back to when those regulations were happening. Because what they wanted to do was just no fillet whatsoever at all. And Jim was amongst the guys that were, you know, able to show, like, look, we can still make this happen. It was all about fish ID, if I remember that correctly.
It was 100% about it. We did all the filleting, all the thing in front of fish and game guys.
Right.
We had seven of them, wardens down there, and from guys from Alameda and Oakland and all of Southern California. We wanted to be able to show them that we can do this. And we had to do it three or four times with different fish because we had guys bring up fish, some bluefin out of the pen. They said, that's not good enough because those are pen fish. They're different. You know, and there was no written biology on the bluefin. That was their main sticking point.
Okay.
And so we did all the cutting and stuff on the board, on the boat, at the dock, in front of the fishing games. And finally we got an approval and said, because we were only going to get one bite of the apple at this.
Right.
I mean, they were going to stop all filleting, period, on all the boats.
On all tuna.
On everything.
On everything.
On everything. Wow. That was going to be it. And they said, it's better for us just to stop and we don't have to worry about it.
Then we don't have to police anything.
That's right. But we showed that, you know, the processors can't come down and process this much fish. A lot of the boats get in at nighttime.
Right.
Processors are closed. I says, I personally told him, I said, back in the 70s, 80s, we were catching albacore and stuff like that. I, after a trip, would have to go pick up 20, 30, 40 albacore just laying in the parking lot. I says, this will be 100% on them by letting the resource go to waste.
Yeah.
I said, so we have to be able to process these fish on the boat.
Yeah. So what is the when you cut them and the reasoning behind keeping the collar, keeping the belly,
yes.
the anal?
Okay. The anal vent on a yellowfin is different than it is on a blue. One's teardropped. The anal vent.
The anal vent.
Yes. One's teardropped and one's completely round.
Really?
Yes.
Which is which?
I believe the round one is on the yellowfin and the teardrop is on the bluefin.
Interesting.
You know?
Okay.
And then the collar, because of the fins.
Yeah, right.
Short fins.
Short fins or long fins.
Right. And they wanted us to be able to reassemble the fish. So you have the belly, the collar, and the four loins.
Okay.
Skin on the loins.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, like, the reason I brought that up is because I know Jim, like, you heard everything you said, like, clearly everything they do is about customer service.
Mm-hmm.
Your preference would be a 16-ounce piece and a killer Ziploc so a guy can put it right in his freezer. But the reason that this is the way that it is so that there's still an option. Because the option was either we don't get to cut anything or we can do it this way.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's hard on your guys, man, because it's not easy to cut the collars out and all that stuff.
Tough.
That's
three
tough
times the amount of work.
Well, it's tougher. Plus, you're like I said, you're now in a 24-hour fishery. These guys, they're staying busy. Sometimes these guys are cutting for 7, 8, 9 hours, you know. We try to, if we catch a little bit too much in the first day, then we'll start cutting in.
Yeah.
You know, because we can't have these guys staying up 24/7.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know, we got to give them break.
They got to give them some sleep sometimes.
I always have one guy sleeping, always.
Yeah.
You know, one of the crew members is always sleeping, if not two. If we're moving from one place to another, I send them down.
Yeah.
You know, keep our two guys on watch, whoever's driving, plus a rover, and then the rest of the guys sleep.
Wow. Okay, I got another interesting one here from Mike in San Juan Capistrano. He says, I was curious what you think of the current bluefin bite, especially with Captain thinks what might mean for early tuna season next year.
There's no reason for this fish to leave.
It's going to be year-round.
Yeah. Well, the bait factor is the main thing.
Yeah.
You know, there's plenty of bait around. There's no reason why this fish has any reason to leave. You know, we didn't catch as many big ones this year as we have in the past.
Giant ones.
The giant ones. I mean, the ones over 200.
Yeah, the bar on big ones has been set so much different over the years.
That's true. There's a lot of that 150-pound fish around, a lot of 140, 120-pound fish, a lot of that 60 to 80 around. But right now we're catching, you know, those guys are catching the 20 to 40-pounders and some 60-pounders in the mix. This fish is still here.
Yeah.
I mean, We only got one or two, three, four boats. Got a couple guys coming out of L.A. Got one or two boats out of San Diego. I think the Supreme's going up, probably going up there today. You know, the Star just got back. We're not getting a lot of coverage. That fish might already be way down there.
Yeah, you know, the big fish, right? Bigger. Yeah.
So
I have a question. So with the increased numbers in bluefin, they have also increased the limit for the commercial guys. How is that going to affect our fishery?
It's increasing the nets, the commercial guys.
Okay.
There's only three main factors in this northern Pacific, is Japanese, Mexico, and U.S. Mm-hmm. It's not going to affect so much the U.S., I don't think, as much, because we don't have a flash frozen fleet where that fish is pinfish down there in Mexico.
They're going to be able to catch more pinfish, though.
Yeah, more pinfish, plus they have a commercial end of it that's allowed so many tons. So that mesh part that's after the pinfish, you know, is more tonnage to allow them to catch.
But they were done at the end of January.
Yes.
Maybe if they're going to be done mid-February this year,
maybe.
Who cares, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not going to matter.
That was exactly what my attitude was. Those guys are so efficient and so good at catching what they're allotted to catch. Exactly. Instead of 3 weeks, it's 4 weeks. Instead of 4 weeks, yeah, it's five. Whatever that is, I just don't see it being a huge deal for whatever.
You're on eight, nine. There's 10 of these 10 companies.
Yeah.
There's two now. Because they didn't want to catch the small fish.
Right.
You know, so you have to feed them more to get them up to the size where they're marketable.
Right.
So now these guys are concentrating on a little bit bigger fish, 60 kilos and better, I think. I don't know. That's the premium.
That's their
fish.
More. Yeah. All right.
That's a good point. Hey, I got a fun text. And a question I have, too. For Jim, do you generally see that the bluefin and or yellowfin, because I know you spend a lot of time long-range fishing those big ones, too, are less wild at night and more docile? That's from Tom in Temecula. So I think his question is, you know, whether either are you know, a little more calm at nighttime than they are in the daytime, and is there a difference between the bluefins and the yellowfins in day and night?
That's hard to say. I would say at nighttime, that bluefin, you can wind them up until they see the boat.
Okay.
Then they go freak out.
You get them close.
And then the yellowfin, you know, we don't catch that many at nighttime up here. You catch a lot of them down below at nighttime, you know, that bigger grade fish.
Uh-huh.
But that bluefin up here, it seems like you get a bite, they're not going super crazy, but you get them up close to the boat, then they freak out.
Okay.
You know, at nighttime. The daytime, it's not as bad.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say they're a little bit more weird at nighttime once you get close. But I found, and I would tell these guys, once you get them to where you feel like you're down there 20 fathoms, 30 fathoms, you know, hey, you're in low gear, wind slow.
Okay.
And they'll come up like a rock.
Treat them like
really?
A halibut.
Yes, they come up nice and easy.
No like kidding.
The guy's pumping on them. They're winding fast because the boat rolls and they're trying to wind fast and keep the hook in like that. Relax.
Tranquilo.
Yeah, that's right. Wind slow, and then they come up just like that.
No kidding.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. That's good
you
advice.
You try to wind too fast, and you're cranking on it too fast, you freak out.
You're freaking out. Yeah.
Hurricane bank yellowfin, same thing?
Same thing.
More wild in the daytime or docile at night? Or just
at nighttime, I think you can land them a lot easier.
Okay.
Or the daytime, they're just opposite. They're freaked out.
Got it.
Yeah. On the same subject, good morning, guys. Question for Jim. This is from Bruce in San Diego. For a bluefin trip, we hear skippers mention to drop your bait and jigs at a certain depth. How do you do this? And if you don't have any of your line marked, is there a secret to that?
No, we tell everybody.
Mark your line. Yeah.
The Cortez is exactly 10 fathoms long.
Ah, okay.
So it works out perfect. I just tell them, hey, take a hook, put it on the back rail, go up, wrap it around the cat head, mark it once. Go all the way back, put it around your hook again, back at the back rail, mark it twice. We do it to 40 fathoms. So four marks. I said, that way it gives you at least a ballpark of where you're at.
I love that. That's rad.
And it works.
And you mark it with like a Sharpie?
Just a Sharpie.
Yeah.
On your Spectra. Ain't going to hurt your line.
No.
It works out fine.
And it stays. I mean, let it dry a little bit and it's fine.
No, it stays. Guys wind it right back up.
But it's key. You've got to mark your line.
I can't tell you, and I think every operator that runs a boat down there can't tell you how many times they've seen the jigs go down. They see the fish under the boat, and the jigs don't make it down there. Yeah. You know, guys are already going up and down.
You see it
on the meter.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys got to drop it down there.
Yeah.
So now you got some wind, get a little bit of swell. You think you're down there. I tell them, hey, the fish are down there at 40 fathoms. You better be dropping to 60.
Okay.
You know.
Got to get through them.
You got to get through them.
But that's when you were talking earlier about some of your charter groups being prepared. That's one of the things you prepare your charter groups
with.
Tell
them to mark
it. Come on.
Yep.
Get your line marked.
And that's where I think the sinker thing is working out so well, because of the flat falls and the knife jigs, they're more of a fluttering. They're going down. Where them torpedo sinkers, they're going straight down. Yeah.
And they're just getting to the zone.
Fast.
Yeah. And so is this daytime and nighttime?
I haven't seen it in the daytime, but at nighttime, definitely.
Mostly nighttime.
Yeah, mostly nighttime.
Yeah, so.
I've seen a few fish. I haven't seen that many caught on the jigs, on the flat ball jigs, because guys are, or the knife jigs, in the daytime. But I've seen the guys using the chrome jigs and getting bit in the daytime.
Okay.
You know.
Old school chrome 6'6 junior.
Yep. Heavy. Let it down.
Yeah.
Catch them.
A little more flutter.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's jump back on the phone.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to, John. John comes from Huntington Beach this morning. Hey, John, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, good morning, guys. Awesome show as always. Question, when you're out there on the grounds and you find the squid, how are you rigging those up? Are you using them on sinker rigs or is fly line? What's the best way to use the squid? Do bluefin prefer that over the fin bait?
I can't say they prefer it more. It seems like when they get on the squid and the squid's there, they'll bite it. But I've seen them bite the sardine just as well at the same time while the squid's there. Rigging the squid, we fish them just like you fish sea bass with a sliding sinker, but maybe a little heavier.
Okay.
We use a 2-ounce or a 3-ounce sliding sinker. Seem to be working well. Single big hook right through the tail part of the squid, as always.
Can you get away with a bigger hook when you're fishing a squid?
Yes, absolutely. With that finesse bait right now, fishing that sardine, we've been using like a number 2 or number 1 hook, you know, and that's probably we're getting losses like Mike was talking about earlier. You're losing a lot of fish, but you got to finesse them. That's what you need.
Right.
We use a 2-0 to a 4-0 on that squid. And the squid's all that market squid, that 6-inch squid, you know, for the most part. So.
And a big hook can make a big difference in minimizing the loss, right? Like a big hook just stays in them a lot better.
Yes, absolutely.
The downside is maybe in a finesse scenario, you're not going to get bit as good, but you know, and how do you weigh those options? There's never a right or wrong answer. You got to get a bite, but if you're, you know, if the fish don't hang and the hook pulls, well, that doesn't do you any good either. Like, it's always that, you know, sliding scale.
You want to get a bite every time, throw out 10 pound. You know what I mean?
Good luck with it, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we had the guys fishing daytime. Oh, I got to fish 30. And they'll fish with 50 or 60. At least you have a chance.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you'll hook them.
Yeah.
But you're not going to get
it. I mean, during most of the summer. But this stuff out here on the bank is definitely
light line.
25, 30 pounds.
Yeah.
Which is fun, too. Like,
that Seaguar Gold, that thinner stuff, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
You got to angle for them.
Yep.
You got to pick a good bait. You got to make a good cast. And then when you hook one, you got to do everything right. And then you're rewarded with a killer fish when it's all said and done.
You got to fish.
How much of a shop shot? How much of a top shot would you use?
Yeah, what's the ideal rig right now?
Right now, we put a 3-4 foot piece of fluorocarbon on it. You know, 25 or 30 pound fluorocarbon.
You were saying you like some mono?
On the light rods, because you're using a lighter rod, Casabita. In the light line, I don't use a piece of fluoro. I mean, a piece of mono.
Just
and the heavier line,
you got it. Okay,
the heavier
fish,
you need a little bit more shock absorber.
Yeah. Circle hook or J hook?
Circle hook.
Circle hook.
Yeah. It took me a long time to get used to the circle hook.
Small hook, though.
A small one.
Small circle hook. Yeah.
I didn't hook a fish with a circle hook for 2 years after I started tying them on. Try to break a 20-year habit of going setting the hook.
Like that number 2 Nautilus circle. Yeah, that
works out good.
Yeah.
That's cool.
For sure. All right.
That guy gives me fired up.
Yeah, I know. I want to go.
It really does. Text this time. Good morning, Captain Jim. I had a question about bluefin limits on 2.5-day trips. My question is about the half day. Are you allowed the extra limit? How many fish are you allowed to bring home if we were going fishing with you on a 2.5? That's from Bruce and Lemon Grove.
Okay. Now, a 2.5-day, you can have 2 days worth, provided you've filed your declaration for multi-day limits.
So who files the declaration?
The operator.
Okay. That would be
Or the passenger can go get their own.
Okay.
You know, and you have a 2-day limit.
Yeah.
But every passenger should have one. Anything more than a day and a half trip.
But you do that on the Cortez for people?
We try. Now, well, you know, I just had a big talk with Steve Cook because we have a lot of this. The fishing game offices were closed.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to file them online because you didn't know how many people it is. So now we're just going to file them for the maximum amount of people, get them all filed at the beginning of the year, you know, for our charters,
mm-hmm.
and then take it from there.
You have to name the person?
Well, you don't have to. You just have to have enough for every
enough
passenger.
For every passenger.
You need to make sure you're covered.
So each passenger has to have a declaration.
We need a declaration.
And that's a multi-day, a declaration of a multi-day trip.
Correct.
And you can file your own.
You can file.
Now, is it an online process?
You can do it online. It's better if you could do it through the office, but you had to do it online the last couple of years because of COVID. The office is just now opening up here the last couple of weeks. Now, a lot of guys were leaving before 12 o'clock on a 2.5 day. They call it 2 3/4 day or a day and 3/4. Then that way they could have 2 days.
If you leave before noon.
But you had to leave before
noon. It has to be 12 hours.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
It has to be.
Good stuff.
So to take an extra limit, you have to be 12 hours of that day before you're allowed a limit for that day.
A lot of guys left at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock just to be.
Got it.
All right, very good. All right, real quick to wrap things up here, Ken in Santa Barbara has a recipe for bluefin. He says, Parmesan-crusted bluefin, coat the tuna steaks with cooking oil, then dredge with grated Parmesan cheese, then parsley, and then sear it on a hot flat-top grill.
Sign me up.
Sounds pretty good to me.
Sign me up, Ken. I'm in. Hey, with that, we're going to find out who's going fishing to catch a couple of those bluefin on the Cortez and maybe get themselves a brand-new reel to wind it in. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Low, low, low gas prices, great service, and free ice is what Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena is all about. For your car, truck, and especially your trailer boat, you need Summit Gasoline. The savings are substantial when you fill up at the Summit, but they don't compromise on service. No way. The great staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pumps, notice how clean it is, the great sound system, and of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into the Summit Gasoline Bistro and check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Now, hear this. Get 100 pounds of ice free with a 35-gallon minimum purchase and stock up on snacks, beer, water, soda, and fishing licenses for your trip. Just when you need low gas prices most, Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena comes to the rescue. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Swordfish season is on, and now is the time to get your gear. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Daiwa has been making great saltwater reels for decades, and their lineup of electric reels are fantastic. The Daiwa Seaborg, with its mega torque motor, has the power to bring in that giant swordfish. And when it comes to flying a kite, the Daiwa Tanacom is the answer, and so affordable. Both Daiwa reels are in stock now at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Visit us at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Go, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. All right, we're gonna flip the ceremonious coin.
All right,
Jim,
do us
the honor.
Doing the honor. Flip the coin. Let it hit the deck.
Okay. So going fishing on board a day and a half trip or a 2 day trip, whatever open party spot on your way.
Yeah.
The big grand prize winner is going to a texter, and that texter is Brett in Huntington Beach.
Woo!
Congratulations,
Brett.
We are also giving away that Pen Fathom 15 two speed reel to one of our lucky callers, and that caller was Ryan in Irvine. Guys, congratulations.
Congratulations.
So cool and so generous, Jim.
Yeah.
Just an awesome holiday spirit, man. We love it.
Thanks,
Merry
Jim.
Christmas.
Yeah.
We want everybody to have a good Christmas, a good new year, and look forward to seeing everybody next year.
Santa Claus, Jim. So if somebody wants to go fishing
without the
with
hair.
You. Yeah, without the hair, yeah. Somebody wants to go fishing with you, like me.
Yeah.
How do we get a hold of you on the Cortez?
Get a hold of me. And my phone is 619-203-2965.
One more time.
619-203-2965, or they can contact Seaforth at Seaforth Landing. Either email or the landing phone number is 619-224-3383.
And that, so that would be for a charter or an open party trip or to get on the list to get on one of the charters that loses a person that needs somebody.
Correct. It's better if you want to get on the list to go on a trip, it's better to contact me personally.
You directly.
And then once the open party trip to get up there, they'll just be straight through the landing.
Through the landing, yeah. On the website.
On the website.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Yeah, and of course, get a hold of Jim and get a hold of Seaforth and get on the Cortez next year, and you're going to start running in May.
May. Yeah.
May.
Looks like May.
And you'll run May through December.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like it. I mean,
let's hope. Let's all hope so. Yeah. Right?
You better plan a day off in there somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We got some good crew on the boat, you know. Yeah. Tyler ran the boat a couple times this year.
Okay.
Trying to get him more on it. You know.
You get a little more relief.
Yeah, a little bit. You know. But you know, with this 24-hour fishery, you got to have a couple guys.
Yeah. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate you.
Great job.
For all the generous contributions. Thanks to Christian for manning the phones today. We sure appreciate all his hard work. Thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And, of course, thank you out there for all your phones, calls, your texts, and we sure appreciate all you do. Tomorrow morning on Let's Talk Hookup, Rosie and Jeff Flowers from Cedro Sport Fishing. That's going to be a fun show. We're going to be talking more about fishing and catching, and I'll bet we're going to get some reports. I'll supposedly get another report from Mike, too, tomorrow.
So all right.
That'll be good. So stay tuned tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app. We'll see you then.